T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Starting out the show with a banger, Solana. Come on.
All-time banger.
This is an all-time banger.
In your time.
Yes, well, my time banger.
Your time banger.
This is a my time banger. Oh, crank this up, Solana. Come on, we're going to do this right today, Crowder.
There's no stopping us. No stopping. No one does it better.
I'm back up. Let me be back up.
All-time banger.
You're the lead.
Yeah, Solana.
I love Tom and Jerry.
Is this for Chris Drieger? Is this song for Chris Drieger? No one does it better.
Hey, just all of us. It's the Marlins. 14 runs. Nobody's stopping the Marlins anymore.
Nobody stops them.
Nobody's stopping the Panthers when Drieger's in
there. Nobody stops them.
And other than
Frank
the Suns.
Frank Vetrano. I defy you to stop Frank Vetrano in overtime.
Other than the Suns, nobody's stopping the Heat either.
They have no problem stopping the Heat. Suns have no problem stopping the Heat. Crank it up, Solana. Come on.
No one does it better than Drieger. Oh, Bobrovsky, no, there's no stopping Panthers. No stopping.
No one stops Adam. What's the dude's name from the Marlins? Adam. No, he had a great game last night. No one knows.
Greg.
Greg Cooper. The dude had an unbelievable game last night. It was like a record-setting game last night. Nobody knows his name. Adam Duvall.
Oh, Duvy.
He had 2 home runs last night and drove in 7 runs. Did you guys not see any of this Marlins game?
Yes. Adam Duvall, Hawk. That's his name.
Yeah. No stopping Adam Duvall. All right, I got to give the code word here. Great start to the show. Let's see if you can keep that up all show long, Solana.
Uh-oh. You know we can't put pressure on Solana like that.
I know. And you know what happens when we inflate his ego by saying he did something well? He just ejects at that point because he's like, all right, I did my job here. He's like,
good start.
You know, you'd be a terrible surgeon, right? Because he would get, well, I've opened up the chest cavity. Oh, you opened that up perfectly, Dr. Solana. And he's like, yeah, all right, I did it. They're like, doctor, the chest cavity is wide open, though. Yes, and did you see how well I opened it, according to Dr. Metzger?
See y'all tomorrow.
But you have to do the rest. All right, let's give away some money. We're giving away Joe's Dough if you're listening to us on 560, Leroy's Loot if you're listening on 790, and if you're listening on the Odyssey app, it doesn't really matter. You just text it in at your leisure. Text the word destiny to 72881. That's the word destiny to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Text the word destiny right now to 72881. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Text the word destiny to 72881 right now. No joke, Crowder, that Chris Drieger save last night was one of the best saves I've ever seen in the NHL.
Oh my goodness! With the stick, and then he jumped on it like a little like a little crazy cat.
I mean,
bro, I loved it.
The puck is just floating past the line, and he whips that stick around, and just an unbelievable save, which ended up saving the game because it allowed it to get to overtime, and that's where the Panthers won, and that's where Solana won. So I didn't tell you our other bet last night, Solana. We had a losing night last night, me and Crowder. Mm-hmm. You had a winning night. We had a losing night. We bet the Marlins and Braves, there would be no score after one inning. And Pablo Lopez gave up a two-run ding-dong in the bottom of the first, and there went our bet. So we started the night out a loser, but then we had another bet last night. We had the Panthers straight up to win, and Solana jumped in on that bet. Solana's been on a hot streak, and sure enough, that was a winner. So Solana had a good night gambling, and we had a push night, but with the VIG, we lost a couple of dollars.
Let's not do that anymore. That first
that was
inning
a dumb bet. That was like a scratch-off lottery ticket, which is fun every now and then. You know, it's too hard to gamble on an entire baseball game. You got to sit there 3-4 hours, watch the game. You know, you do just the first inning. It's a scratch-off. Fun as hell.
It's just like scratch-offs. Fun if you scratch 3 sevens.
Right.
if you just wasted your 10 bucks and got nothing.
Yeah. So is what it is. Do you have the Chris Drieger save as called by our friend Steve Goldstein on Bally Sports Florida?
Stars keep in. Here's a chance. Drieger the save. And did Drieger save it? He reaches back and keeps it out of the net. That puck was going in, and Chris Drieger recovered and keeps the game tied at 2. Inches away.
Inches away for real. Like, that was no joke. And Goldie, that's a great call for someone that's watching it on TV like we are. Because remember, he's not there. It's a road game. So he's just watching it on TV from the Bally Sports Studios. And he, it was so, I was so impressed with that call. Because he couldn't believe, did he just prevent that from going in? Like, it's impossible. We all saw the puck. There was no one around it. It was a crazy save. So, well done,
mad.
Chris Drieger.
I was mad because? For 3 seconds. I thought the puck
went in.
Because
you thought it was in. Yep.
And then I thought he just slapped it out. Okay, they're going to review it or whatever. Oh, no, he saved that damn puck. Oh, yeah, and then you got jacked up.
I was, too. I was mad. I thought the puck dribbled in. All right, Solana, let's get some headlines here. Alejandro Solana with headlines.
Some unfortunate news today, guys.
Today, and we will celebrate it, today is the one-year anniversary of Solana's sad sports update. Today, we will celebrate it. We will relive it together. Today is the anniversary of Solana's sad sports update. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, you're going to learn. That's excellent.
You guys have any peas hanging around just in case for later?
No inhaling of peas during today's show.
Did someone say inhale?
Yeah, I got to work on that.
The Marlins.
Nasty, Bill. You just nasty.
I know. My Clinton's not getting any better. I might have to go to Ronald Reagan.
Who's that?
I've been working on this for 40 years. 45 years. That's not good either.
That's Ronald Reagan?
Yeah, that was Ronald Reagan.
So Ronald Reagan is Whisper Hawk. Bill Clinton is Raspy Voice Hawk.
You guys don't remember Reagan at all, do you?
No.
Who's that?
Yeah. Amazing. Oh, my God. Don't get old. That's what I always tell young people. Don't get old.
Was that Watergate?
Nixon. That's before my time, even.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Huh? One guy who gets that, Rick and Davey. That's the audience I'm performing for right now. Rick and Davey.
I heard Whisper Hawk. That's all I heard was Whisper Hawk.
All right, go ahead with the headline, Solano.
What a coincidence you bring up Rick and Davey. We're just 15 days away from the NFL draft. You know, Rick and Davey throws the best draft party of all time.
Yeah, I've heard. Did you go to that?
No, I just couldn't make it. I couldn't make
Crowder,
it.
Crowder, you went to
ago.
Rick and Davey's draft party?
No, something came up.
Yeah. We had that thing, Life. Crowder. We had that thing.
Yeah, me and Solano were together at that thing.
Anyway.
All right. What do you got, Solano?
The Braves lost to the Marlins last night, 14-8.
Someone wants to know how my Abe Lincoln impression is. I'm going way back now. You can't prove if it's good or bad because there's no audio. All right. What do you got, Solano?
14-8 was the final score yesterday. The Marlins brought their bats. They brought the bats. They had the ribbies. They had the monster dongs. They had it all working yesterday. Our guy Adam Duvall had a monster night.
We're just spurting out baseball terms. They brought their bats. There were ribbies, dongs, runs scored. There was a rosin bag. People were in the on-deck circle.
Rosin bag.
For those of you that were keeping score at home like myself, Todd Hollinsworth did not mention even Stevens on the broadcast last night.
All right. We thought that he might. Did you see what Todd Hollinsworth was wearing, though?
I did not.
No.
Oh, did he look sharp, man. They're not wearing ties anymore in the broadcast. He had a blazer, and it was almost like a herringbone blazer and an unbuttoned shirt. He was looking good last night.
You gotta let him know. Text him, man. Let him know.
Yeah, you know what? I should have.
Is he challenging Jason Jackson for best dressed on Bally Sports? Like, that may be what he's doing.
I mean, it was a vibe. He was working a vibe last night. I mean, Jack still does it.
The Marlins will play the Braves tonight in Atlanta, game 3 of their 4-game series. Tonight is a 7:20 p.m. first pitch. Tomorrow is a 12:20 p.m. first pitch, around noon. I'll get the exact time at 3 p.m., but just a heads up for everybody. Tomorrow will be a noon first pitch, but tonight, 7:20 p.m., Nick Niedert will pitch for the Marlins.
Perfect.
The Panthers coming off their 3-2 victory in overtime yesterday. They'll play 2 straight versus the Tampa Bay Lightning beginning tomorrow, 7 p.m.
I just like all the texts. It sounds more like you're half bad, half man.
Well,
somebody says your Ronald Reagan sounds like Steven Seagal. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. It takes me 40 or 50 years to get it down pat, but when I do, look out.
Wake me when you're ready. Goodness gracious.
Did you say down pat or pat down?
Punch, bro, the punchlines are on point. just get the voice down. Goodness.
The Heat, they were losers in Phoenix last night. 20-point loss, 106-86. The good news, though, looking for good news, Jimmy Butler appeared to be okay after that scary fall. Looked like he says he rolled his ankle, but it didn't look like he rolled his ankle in the replay.
And he came back in. So
yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in, the Suns are a hoax. Trust me. Come playoffs, they're one and done. I don't think so, man.
No. I watched
it. I don't think so.
The Clippers beat. I brought the game up yesterday. Like, I watched that Clippers game. Bro, they can compete. And then Ayton, like, what happened last night with the big boy, the 7-footer? I'm terrified of 7-footers now. You give me a guy over 7 feet on the other team, I am scared. I don't give a damn who it is. It can be Bol Bol. I'm scared.
Yeah, I think they're a good team. I don't think they're a fraud.
You taking them in a series over both L.A. teams healthy, though?
No. I certainly not over the Lakers. Man, I have a tough time buying into the Clippers. I mean, just I'm – Yeah, I think Phoenix will give the Clippers a good series. I think if the Lakers are healthy, man, they're going to be tough to beat in the West.
Yeah.
Especially because LeBron and AD are getting all this rest right now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're getting rest at the perfect time, I think.
I'll take them over the Clippers, but I'm with you, Hawk. No chance they beat the Lakers.
Yeah. What scares me is they're just such a young team, and they shoot so many three-pointers. Like, last night, at one point, I think other than their five shots, like, their first 30 attempts were behind the three-point line. Like, in the playoffs, if you're not making your threes and you struggle to get points down low or the mid-range, like, you're not beating the Lakers or the Clippers. But that team is legit. Like, there's no doubt that team is legit.
Oh, they're legit. They're not a fraud. Like, the Atlanta Hawks a few years ago, we kind of knew they were a fraud. I think some people would tell you Milwaukee was a fraud last season. Yeah. And certainly the Heat, I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know if I want to call them a fraud, but I still feel like the Heat could get past the Bucks. I don't feel like they could get past Brooklyn. I don't feel like, I mean, even last night, Phoenix, like, that team's just too good for them right now.
Yeah, and to the Suns' point about the playoffs and all the shots, Chris Paul was so conservative last night. He didn't try to drive. He didn't try to make anything happen. I think Chris Paul will take over that offense when it matters in crunch time.
He never has, though. Like, that's the biggest criticism of Chris Paul, that when it matters, right, he falls short time and time again in the playoffs, but...
Yeah. I think that's why they brought him in as a vet. If he doesn't do it, they're going to fail. I'm with you. If he can't do what I just said, they won't be either of them LA teams.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Batman.
Hawk and Crowder.
Today is National Pecan Day.
Pecan.
National Pecan Day.
Pecan. Pecan.
Pecan. Pecan. Pecan. Like, don't pecan the weaker kids in school?
No, like a cinnamon roasted pecan.
No.
I happen to love pecan pie. Yeah, I happen to love pecan
Georgia.
Pie.
Pecans are from Georgia. That's peaches and pecans is what Georgia do, and it's pecan, guys. Just
I might say pecan. I think I might say pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan. Pecan.
Pecan. You don't even call it cement, so you don't know any word.
I know it's not cement.
Cement.
Cement. Cement.
Who's Bill
Walking
Clinton
down the
peeking
cement,
on?
Eating some pecans.
Did someone say pecan someone? No, don't peek on anyone.
Let's get to weather.
What's the Mount Rushmore of pecans? Pecans. It's pecan pie, obviously.
Pie.
Pecan those cinnamon little roll.
The roasted ones with that they sell in the little carrot looking
like
bags.
Like a candied pecan that you
candied.
Get at a
cinnamon roasted
pecan, yeah. And pecan.
The little whirly rolls.
Yeah, the little cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon pecan
rolls.
Those
are the ones in the cellophane? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, you can get a fresh-made one. You can get a non-fresh-made one.
No, son, I want cellophane around my pecan roll.
Don't they put it in salad sometimes, like a candied pecan in a salad?
Yeah, with raspberry vinaigrette, those weirdo salads. Yeah, blue cheese and stuff. Yeah,
I like that every now and then.
Weirdo.
What about like a bread with pecans in it? A good cinnamon bread with pecans in it.
What's a cinnamon bread? What?
Yeah, like a cinnamon flavored bread. You know how they'll put raisins in bread? They'll put some pecans. It'll cook it right into the bread. Yeah.
Don't you put pecans in your pico de gallo or in your
My homeboy just texted me, fellas. We missing out. Butter pecan ice cream.
Oh
there it is. I love butter pecan ice cream.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jarvis.
That wasn't Jarvis. That was my homeboy.
Thank you, Zone Man.
Actually, it was one of my ex-players who's at Rice Rights now, Jalen Reeves. It was his father, and he is a listener to the show. As my man, love him to death, love the whole family.
It wasn't Marco.
And I appreciate you.
It wasn't Marco.
No, it wasn't Marco.
Oh, what about pecan logs? Whole bunch of people are texting in pecan logs. You know, you can get those at Stuckey's when you go on a road trip. You stop at Stuckey's, get a pecan log.
Do people buy those? I thought that was a joke.
Oh, my God. Those are fire. Pecan log?
What is that?
No. Mm-mm. George Reeves. That's who hit it on the head. George Reeves. Butter pecan ice cream.
I love butter pecan. All right, go ahead. Oh, pecan Sandies. Pecan Sandies, the cookie.
You know what? I want to hate on them. Those are pretty good.
I don't love pecan Sandies, but a bunch of people are texting that in. And that's
they don't
probably
have like big chunks of pecans, though.
They don't. They don't.
Yeah, you just has the little taste, the little dust of them.
Never heard anything, anything else? Anything else you got there, Solana?
Yeah, I'll get to weather. I've never heard of a pecan log. Just checking it out right
at
now.
At Stuckey's? You've never gone to a you never gone on a road trip? I mean, there's Stuckey's all the way up and down the interstates and the turnpikes, and you stop and you get a pecan log. You never stopped at a Stuckey's?
I've never heard of Stuckey's before, and I'm
never heard of Stuckey's.
I'm well traveled, and I've never heard of Stuckey's.
No, then you're not. No, you're absolutely not.
Isn't a pecan log kind of like a fruit cake?
No, how dare you? No, it's like it's almost like the good part of a pecan pie in a log. It's a sugar log covered in pecans. Mm. Delicious. Mm.
Sound
you
like
cannot
Bill,
say
sound
is this
like Bill
is this correct?
About this.
You cannot say that you're a well-traveled person if you've never been to Stuckey's and never heard of Stuckey's.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
What?
Never heard of it? Because I haven't been there, but I'm sure I've seen a bunch of them everywhere. Yeah.
On all the road trips you've taken and growing up in Georgia, you've never been to Stuckey's?
Nope. I've seen the sign. I've seen get off at exit 71 and turn left.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about, Hawk. I just never stopped.
This is infuriating.
My mom would only stop when we needed gas. I peed in bottles my whole life. We didn't do the stopping thing.
Oh my God, Stuckey's, just unbelievable.
You're gonna knock 15 minutes off of my. You're gonna add 15 minutes. Sorry, to my drive to get a pecan roll. I get spanked. I would get a spanking if I did that.
Oh, this is the big one, Elizabeth. I can't believe what's happening. This is the big one, Elizabeth.
I hung out the back window and poured gas in the car one time so that we wouldn't have to stop.
You did. You were like, what is it, Air Force One, and they couldn't land, and you had to refuel in the middle of driving?
Mommy, I think it's on empty. It's a gas tank back there. Huh? What happened?
Oh, my God.
It was cold outside that window.
I cannot believe this.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Everything that we have known in history have been circulated around the triangle.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dada 5000 is joining us. He's one of the most famous backyard brawlers of all time. You may have seen him in the documentary Dogfight. And then he went legit and sanctioned, and he had that very notable fight against the late Kimbo Slice. But do you remember, Crowder? I believe Dada 5000 was probably our final in-person guest ever at Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah,
right,
man.
Right as the pandemic was starting. Remember, he came by, and I was trying to start trouble to get you in a fight. I wasn't
fight, no. I know. That's more than I can chew. But to see Dada, talk to Dada, and see the women walking around, that was a great day.
That was a fun day. Dada 5000's BYB Extreme Fighting has their first fight card back in front of a live audience scheduled for May 15th at the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami. And before the bare knuckle fighting action begins, there's going to be those slap fights that have been so popular online. So here he is, Dada 5000. Do you remember coming out to Twin Peaks and hanging with us, and then like a couple days later everything shut down?
Yes I did. We had a great time, a wonderful interview, you know, and like I was just as stated, you know, you have good food and beautiful women.
There we go.
Right? I mean,
you can't beat that.
Yeah, you can't beat that. I mean, who doesn't like great food and beautiful women? Now, the question is, who does like getting slapped in the face or into these backyard brawls? And that takes a special person, and Dada 5000 is one of them. Now, you famously, you know, the backyard brawls and dogfight, I mean, that is vicious, vicious stuff. And then you went into the actual sanction ring, vicious, vicious stuff. But this slap fighting is so popular now, and that's part of the card on May 15th at the fairgrounds. Would you do that? Would you stand there and allow some big hulking, probably a Russian dude, to just slap you as hard as he can, and you can't even block it in any way, shape, or form?
I'm game because I know what I'm capable of doing. What I do notice is this. The individual that get a chance to go first, if, you know, he knows where to hit you and how to hit you with that open hand, you know, it's not going to be no return. You know, like it's interesting, it's real, it's raw, and it's authentic. You know, and when you merge the kings of open hand with the kings of closed fists, what a wonderful recipe. A night of explosive combat that the fight fans will not soon forget.
And, Dada, isn't it, like, I always took it growing up as disrespectful. I would rather do punch me than to slap me. You slap me, that's like, you just get your ass out of here. Would you rather be punched in the face or slapped in the face?
I would rather be punched because a slap is an insult. You know, the slap is an insult. The spit on someone, kick someone, or slap someone is an insult. Because if I could slap you, you know, I could have just as easily closed my fist and punched you. But the slap is the insult. You know, and I'm sitting back, and we've come so far. We've revolutionized the way that the world look at extreme reality, you know, from my grandmother's backyard. Broke records, did a lot of things that individuals said could not be done. But, boy, were they wrong. When you talk about being obsolete, you know, someone said back in the days that one day horses would be obsolete. And people could not see it because it was not their vision. If I would have told individuals, you know, back in 06, 07, bare-knuckle fighting will be obsolete. You know, they would look at me like I was crazy, like, wow, you're taking the sport back 10 years. But look at where we are today. Forbes is calling it the next billion-dollar sport. You know, we're right in the thick of it, and now we're just cranking it up, you know, and now the motor's running and the wheels are starting to turn. And it's going to be crazy from here.
Well, Dada 5000 is with us. And again, their first card back in front of a live audience where people can attend is May 15th at the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami at Tamiami Park. You can get tickets at CompleteTicketSolutions.com/BYB, Backyard Boxing, Backyard Brawlers. CompleteTicketSolutions.com/BYB. And this May 15th card, they're going to have all the fights, and then they're going to have these slap fights before the card. And just one more thing on the slap fights here. Let's say you and I were going to slap fight, Dada, and I, and you're going first, and I start crying before you even slap me. Is there any chance that you would take pity on me and say, yeah, I can't slap you?
Now, you already slapped me first, right?
No, you're going first. You're going first. Because if maybe I slapped you, maybe I didn't. You didn't feel it either way. But now you're looking at me, and I've got tears streaming down my face. Would you go through with the slap?
Good question, because now you're pulling on the heartstrings. So, good question.
That's my only chance.
Hey, listen, I don't know. And I hope I never be inside that position.
But me too. This,
right? April 17th, on stonefaces.tv, right, you can get this event for $7.99, which includes all access to all of the content on stonefaces.tv's channel. You know, normally it's $14.99, so I would tell everybody to order it today. You know,
this Saturday. It airs this Saturday, the 17th, stonefaces.tv. Yeah.
There you go. And the card is stacked. On May 15th, we have, you know, Kalia Pink Tyson, who's a WBA featherweight, flyweight, if I'm not mistaken. She's going against Christine Knuckles Stanley in a world title sanctioned bare knuckle bout. Then we have Matt MFD Dillinoit, you know, the MFD. Well, this guy's one tough customer. He's going against, you know, one of Miami's very own, you know, Renee Whiteboy, who is a legend in the backyard in bare knuckle. And we have Jomie Escobosa versus Luis Melo. The interesting thing about it is we have a semifinals. So the winner of Dillinoy and Renee will fight the winner of Escobosa and Luis Melo, you know, on the next card, you know, for the 185, you know, title. You know, so it's like this fight card, everything we do, you know, when you look at the Tamiami Fairgrounds, the Expo, we have 10 bare-knuckle fights and 6 slaps. It's going to be a night of combat that will have more explosions than a stick of TNT. And now that we're on the roll, all of the wisdom, all of the knowledge that I learned on Ground Zero in the backyard puts me in the driver's seat. So now that we have the machines that's turning, no one is going to stand up to what we have that's coming. You know, we have some of the biggest and best fighters in the world, you know, and we're going to show it, you know, and everybody wants, you know, to be in a position that they can showcase their talent. And as we did in the backyard, we gave athletes a platform that they can stand and shine on. Nothing has changed, you know, but we've gotten bigger and better at what we're doing.
And Dada, we actually talked about this, like Hawk was saying, over a year ago, and your passion behind it, I had to ask it again. With boxing to UFC, there was pushback. Oh, you're going to let these guys kick, grab, choke, you know, leg locks and all the stuff they do. And then, Dada, y'all want to make the ring smaller and take the gloves off. Like, what you were talking about the passion or the skill of it with the gloves off. Like, explain to people the difference between a boxing, a UFC, and now with gloves off. Small ring, triangle, okay. Let's go.
Well, this is it, right? When you look at, you know, the boxing gloves, when you look at, you know, the MMA gloves, right, the gloves were always designed to protect your hands, not your opponent's face. So when you look at individuals, like I was just with Reddick Bowe a couple months ago, I'm very knowledgeable, as we all are, with Muhammad Ali, you know, Josh Dempsey, the late great-grandson of the famous Jack Dempsey. You know, all of these individuals have been, you know, affected to some extent or another, you know, by repetitive punches, you know. So when you look at copy box punch stat numbers, right, inside of a boxing match, we're not talking about matches. We're talking about one match, you know, 12 rounds. You got 900 punches thrown, right, 200 jabs. You know, 150 overhands, you know, 10 cross, you know, 200 body shots. Listen, that's a lot of punches, you know, that you have taken over the course of one fight. Now expand that 3-4 fights a year, you know, just right under, over a period of 15 years. Now you're going to get the remnants of Ali, et cetera, because the gloves were designed to protect, you know, the aggressor's hands, not, you know what I'm saying, their opponent's faces. So MMA, okay, you go down in the ounces, you know, but you make up for it inside the outlets that you can utilize, you know, to get that guy out of there, you know. So it's like with boxing. Boxing is more brutal than MMA because you can't knee, you can't elbows, you can't take down. So you have to take that blunt force trauma over and over and over, you know. So the chances of you being damaged long term is greater. You know, when you look at MMA, okay, the gloves are a little smaller, but you could choke, you could kick, you could knee, you could take down, you could submit, you know. So it's less damage because you could get over with quicker. But deaths have also occurred in boxing and in MMA. It's less punches thrown, you know, in bare knuckle, because bare knuckles is a gentleman's sport, you know. They say boxing is a sweet science, and indeed it is. But bare knuckle, you have to be a technician, because you cannot just go, you know, willy-nilly inside there, because an incorrect punch, you can break your own hand. So when you see our fights and when you see skilled individuals like, you know, Christine Knuckles Stanley, you know, and a whole bunch of others, they pick their shots, you know. So in one fight, maybe 70 punches thrown, we have a 98% TKO KO rate. And the only 2% may get out if somebody rarely goes to a decision or someone fouls and the judge disqualified them. And when you look at the octagon, when you look at the boxing ring, the squared circle, those been done. So we're so creative. We came up with our own design. And when you look at numerology, when you look at astrology, you know, this was designed, you know what I'm saying, to promote confrontation. So when you look at the triangle, the mighty trigon, it's the most dominant, the most ferocious, the most feared shape of any shape in history. The hectagon, the plexagon, the pentagon, you know, the octagon. This is the granddaddy of them all. It's three equal sides of pure mayhem. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. Guess what? When you get inside that mighty trigon ring, you will get exposed. Why? Because if you don't have good footwork, you know what I'm saying, it's short night at the office, you know, and it gives you something else to focus on other than your opponent, like not letting your opponent gain position. Because if you get put in any one of those equal-sided triangles in one of them corners, you know what I'm saying, by a person who got a good jab or know what they're doing, you know what I'm saying, with a predatorial mind frame, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be over. It's exciting, you know what I'm saying, it's new. We are a fresh breath of air, the combat, known the world over. So when you look at Dada 5000, and I tell people this all the time, when Kimbo Slice first came out, when he beat up the dude, Big D, and messed his eye up, no one on the planet was hotter than Kimbo Slice. Yeah. That was my neighbor. I could have looked right up the street and see his house. So all of us growing up, yes.
Yeah. No. I just would, this is new information. You said 98, because I'm a heavyweight boxing fan. The little guys, love that sweet science, blah, 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 quote, unquote. I like to see dudes get knocked out and go to sleep. You say 98% of the fights end in a knockout?
98%. If we've done four events, maybe two, I would go and say maybe three people out of more than 60 bouts have escaped out.
Oh, I love it.
Everybody else,
because you can't move. You're in the triangle. You can't move. It's too small. If the moment you are exposed and someone starts to take advantage of it, there's nowhere to go.
Because once they get in the gas, they're not letting off, you know? And also just being mindful that when you look at the triangle, right, when you look at the back of your money, what's on the back of a dollar bill? It is a triangle that's on the back of that dollar bill. I'm looking at one, you know what I'm saying, right now. Yes, you know what I'm saying? It's a triangle, you know what I'm saying, that looks identical to the pyramid. People are still wondering how Dada 5000 and BYB Extreme did it, like the pyramids. BYB Extreme is one of the 8 wonders of the world because we have people mesmerized, hypnotized, you know what I'm saying, by the moves that we make because it's unexplainable, you know what I'm saying? Now, just to, you know, to solidate, you know what I'm saying, that everything with the triangle, you know what I'm saying, was something of interest from the Bermuda Triangle, you know? It was always at the center of speculation. So it's a no-brainer, you know what I'm saying? The pyramid, you know, from the pyramid to the Bermuda to the back of your money to scientific studies, you know what I'm saying, to everything, it's always been surrounded around the triangle. And guess what? You know, come May 15th, you know, and come the 17th, people are going to see, you know, that beast needs to be fed. You know, and you're not guaranteed, you know, that you're going to walk out how you're going in. You know, and I said it once before, 3 people are going in, 2 people are coming out. You know, somebody's going to get left behind. And from one opponent to another, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out who's going to get left.
I don't know if this happened to you, Crowder, but my tears are actually streaming out in triangles. Now, I don't know what you've done to me, Dada. I don't know what's happened. I'm going to need a moment.
You don't got to cry.
I need a piece of Kleenex that's in the shape of a triangle. I don't know what happened to me. No, so here's the here are the dates. Here's the event. Dada 5000 is with us. So this Saturday, this is not for live fans because this has already been taped, but this Saturday, April 17th, stonefaces.tv, and they did it this past weekend, stonefaces.tv, and you can see the slapping that we're talking about and some of the bare-knuckle fighting. And then the first event that they're having in front of fans since March of 2020 when they when they had their last event in front of fans. That's May 15th at the Expo Fairgrounds at Tamiami Park in Miami. You can get tickets for that at tickets.completeticketsolutions.com. And again, that is May 15th, and it's a combination of the bare knuckle fighting and the slap fights beforehand. That's going to be a fun night. So Dada 5000, we always enjoy talking to you, Dada. Thank you for making time for us, man.
Hey, listen, and thank you guys for having me. And in closing, got to give a shout-out to BMC Hemp, one of our sponsors. You know, we have plenty more that are coming on board. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, follow BYB Extreme, you know, on social media all across the platform. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. Likewise here with The Real Dada 5000 on Instagram, on YouTube, on all social media platforms. And I would never, let me correct myself, I would never ask nobody to follow me. But I will invite you on a journey. You know, this is going to be a wild ride. From the backyard, you know, to the main stage. BYB Extreme, when it comes to bare knuckle fighting, ladies and gentlemen, we make the weekends.
There you go. Dada 5000 doing his thing. Thank you, Dada.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Dada 5000. Yep, that is a tear in the shape of a triangle. Just looking at myself in the mirror.
We were just talking about it. You don't have to get slapped. You're already crying.
I need him to know exactly where I'm coming from. And he gave me the old nickname there, Heartstrings. And that's going to be my fighting nickname, Heartstrings. That's the only way I win. Pull on your heartstrings. I just don't know if I get someone as nice as Dada 5000
to
the
ring,
draw.
Mark Heartstrings Hawkman.
I'm a blubbering mess walking up there. Oh, he's in his bag tonight. Look at those tears. He is in his bag. That dude ain't going to get whooped tonight. Oh, my it's God. Ridiculous. Dada 5000 is fun, man.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come on, zebra cake.
Hawk and Crowder.
You guys see this today? We talked about it last hour. Today's National Pecan Day, but it is also National Dolphin Day.
Hey, Crowder.
Oh, thank you so much.
Dolphin. Yeah.
Did you guys
congratulations.
Did you guys see Mike Cuno's tweet? Did you happen to see this, Crowder? I retweeted it a couple hours ago. So the Miami Dolphins official Twitter account, they tweeted out, who's your all-time favorite Dolphins player? Hashtag National Dolphin Day. Mike Cuno quote tweeted the Miami Dolphins. Guess who his all-time favorite Miami Dolphins player is?
Who? Michael Agnew.
I'll give you both one guess.
I'm looking at the tweet now. It says Channing Crowder. It does not say Tugboat. It just says Channing Crowder. Mike Cuno gave you your props.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate Mike as well when he's not making fun of me and trying to call me a tugboat and all the other negative things he says. I appreciate him.
We should play Crowder's interception of Tom Brady on National Dolphin Day.
Yeah.
I'm really more upset about National Pecan Day to find out you guys have never been to Stuckey's. I mean, it doesn't even, like, Solana's never even heard of Stuckey's. Nope. And Crowder just drove by it as a kid. His parents wouldn't stop.
Thousands of times, yeah.
I mean, you can't.
No one schedules stops on Crowder road trips.
Can't drive on an interstate without seeing Stuckey's, Solana. I don't get it, man. Never had the pecan roll.
Never heard of Stuckey's. Never, ever.
You never heard of their pecan roll or their pecan log?
I had never heard of a pecan log before you brought it up either. I don't think that's common. I don't think people
well,
eat
that,
pecan
no, but that's
logs.
Stuckey's. That's their, that, like, that's their, like, what they're known for. That's what, like, Stuckey's made that famous.
But look, like, man. You'll have a full tank of gas on 75, 95, the turnpike, wherever you are. You'll see Stuckey's and go out of your way to get pecan rolls?
If you're on a road trip and you're on an interstate and you see billboard after billboard about the Stuckey's pecan log, yeah, you start to get hungry and you don't go way out of your way. You know, usually it's, you know, 0.1 mile off the turnoff, and then you get yourself a little, you know, you stretch your legs a little bit. You get a pecan log. I don't understand.
When you're pulling back into Florida and all those Florida welcome stations tell you fresh squeezed orange juice, do you get excited to go get fresh squeezed orange juice?
I live here. It's different. I live here. If there was a Stuckey's down the street, it probably wouldn't have the same effect on me that it does on a road trip. But, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's no excuse.
Only sign, to be honest, I thought about it. Only sign that's ever intrigued me to pull over unannounced was Cafe Risque.
Yeah, that is a good billboard. That one works for some reason.
I just got to see it. Free lunch? And you're giving me free lunch?
Yeah, I got to stop.
I got to see what you got.
All nude waitresses? Huh. What? Interesting. This seems to work.
It's terrible.
Can't believe you guys have never had Stuckey's.
No.
Then you're not a fan of pecans.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'll be honest, I'm not. And I'm from Georgia, which I think this is blasphemy from a Georgian.
Yeah, you're from Georgia. That is a Georgia company. Yeah. Stuckey's is a Georgia company.
Yeah, I just think keep your pecans. I think they're not even on the Mount Rushmore of nuts. Pecans, huh?
Wow.
You would take it back, huh?
I was, but happy Dolphin Day. I got sidetracked there. Happy Dolphin Day.
I have your official Mount Rushmore of nuts if you'd like me to play it.
Sure, go ahead. Mount Rushmore of nuts, cashews, pistachios, shelled peanuts, and D's. Yeah, I stand by that from whenever that was. I stand by that. Did someone say D's?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you inhale a pee.
Hawk and Crowder.
No, he had never been to a Stuckey's.
Hawk, you're on the minority side.
No, hey, no, stop it.
Hawk.
Stop it. How long has Stuckey's been around and how many are there? I'm not in the minority on that. Get out of here.
Out of humans in the world that's been to Stuckey's, bro, I would say 1%.
This is one of the more. Stop it. This is a hugely successful company founded in 1937. And I got to see how many there are.
I don't know, but I'm telling you that
the company at its peak had over 350 locations. Now, you have a store or a restaurant, mm-hmm. a stop with 350 locations. You're doing something right.
Oh, yes. I'm not saying they're not, like you said, what did you just say? When they started in the 40s, like they're not unsuccessful, but you're acting like they're like, it's a Stuckey's is like a McDonald's, which no, man. Everybody
has road trips. And for you growing up in Georgia, this does not add up. This doesn't add up.
Who says, ooh, I can't wait to get some pecan roll?
Anyone driving by a Stuckey's. That's why they're so damn successful.
First time that's been said ever. First time it's been said ever.
Oh, I can't wait to get a pecan. Are you joking? The whole business is built on their pecan rolls.
Yes. And
it's a multi-million-dollar business.
And I would say, Hawk, they have thousands of customers, but not millions of customers.
Oh, stop it. Yes, they do. Unbelievable. Solana's never even heard of them. What about Steven? Is Steven there today? Steven, have you ever heard of a Stuckey's?
Yeah, I've actually passed by some, but I don't think I've actually ever went inside them.
Right, but you've seen it. You've been on a road trip.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I mean, doesn't really, like, attract me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want gas station food.
It's not gas station food. It's pecan rolls.
Like most people.
You're putting it up there with like a Cracker Barrel. Like that's
Cracker Barrel's a restaurant. I don't think Stuckey's is a restaurant. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I've ever been in one. But I do know that they're their pecan rolls are famous, but I don't know. What is it? Like a gas station? What is this Stuckey's?
It's a damp old wood-built building with crap in it.
I've been in one. It's almost like the Cracker Barrel store, without the restaurant. Like, I think you would stop and you'd get some whatevers, but you'd always get the pecan roll.
The weird candies, a bunch of gummies, the racist dolls that you're like,
That's why I always stop there. Do you collect those too?
Every time I'm in Cracker Barrel, I'm like, damn, those dolls are racist. Those little handmade dolls. I'm like, wow, look at those.
Yeah, somebody texts in, Stuckey's are truck stops. Yeah, but they don't. Do they have sit-down dining, though? I don't think they have sit-down dining, though.
Are you going to offer a pecan roll? I'm going to sit down and eat a pecan roll?
I mean, it's just something they're known for. Like, what's another company that's known for something that's just a little bit out of the ordinary, like pecan rolls? But in the South, again, you're from Georgia.
Yeah.
Doesn't add up to me. Something's not adding up. Are you really from Georgia?
Yes. Huh. And you know what? They have some peach cobbler stuff, some stands, some little peach stands, and they're like, hey, homemade fresh peach cobbler.
Right, right, whew, right. I'll stop at that. I'm with you.
I'll stop and get me a cobbler.
Yep.
A pecan roll doesn't jump out. Like, it doesn't jump out to anybody.
How? It's got
nougat. It's a pecan roll.
Pecans in it. It's like, I mean, this isn't like, you know, pulling up somewhere in Hialeah and you see a guy selling camarones and you go, why is there a shrimp salesman on the street? This is Georgia. Pecans. You're a little hungry. You need something sweet and salty and crunchy.
100%. I'm not even lying or trying to build my argument. I have bought 3 bags of camarones down off Quail Roost. Off the turnpike in Quail Roost, headed to T&J's house. I've never stopped for a pecan roll at Stuckey's.
Somebody texts in, Hawk has never been to a Stuckey's, and Crowder has never bowled a 7-10 split. All right, do we both want to come clean here?
What are those little fake grapes, the little green bags of grapes they sell that aren't really grapes?
Yeah, what are those? Those are like berries or something. What are those, Solana?
I don't know. You're talking about raisins?
Getting up 95 in Ives Dairy, when you get off, there's a group of people that sell little bags of little circular grape-looking things, but the outside
like
hard as hell.
They're like berries, though. Yeah, they're like berries,
Like jelly on the inside with a seed, and they say the name. It's a Spanish name. They're damn delicious. I love them.
What is it, Solana?
I don't know. I think you guys are talking about raisins.
He said raisins, yeah. So, Steven, do you know what those are? Do you know what they're selling on the street corners in Miami?
Nah, I don't know.
They're raisins, Steven. Just tell them they're raisins.
All right, they're raisins.
I mean, you know what? These are my Hispanic experts. I don't understand. Nobody's selling a bag of raisins.
And we even hit them with a camarones. I thought that was impressive.
Yeah.
I've actually bought bags of shrimp off the side of the road.
Somebody texts in, have you ever been to a Stuckey's, Jimmy? No, I have to work.
Oh, Steven, you're blessing us with this this in-depth analysis.
That's great.
Jimmy's a
Somebody
quick
texts
answer.
In, this dude, Hawk, just argued till he was blue in the face to then reveal he's not sure he's been in one. The Solana is strong within you. No, I've definitely been there. I have definitely been there.
And had a pecan roll.
Yes. No, it's the only reason to go there. You see the billboards and it's, you know, Stuckey's 20 miles, Stuckey's 15 miles, Stuckey's 10 miles, and it pecan roll, pecan roll, pecan roll. And then you stop in, you get one, it's delicious. You could drive another 600 miles. You feel invincible.
So you get the racist doll with a side of pecan roll, huh?
Well, I get the racist doll for fun, but I get the pecan roll for a pick-me-up.
My homeboy just texted me. Genipes?
There are so many answers coming in on the text machine that I literally, when I say so many different answers, I don't know.
Does any of them start with a G and end with an S? Genipes?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what my buddy said. Those little
Ginups,
green.
Ginups. A lot of people are saying lychees.
Mamoncillos. I'm
no,
saying a
it's
lot
not
of
mamoncillos. I know what a lychee is. It's not a lychee.
Genepas. I'm telling you, there are so many answers that I just don't know. I don't know what is. Listen, I don't know what it is. I know no one has texted in raisins.
That big ass yellow bag for $2. I'm good. Come on with it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's all right. You know, it's not completely horrible. If I had to rate it out of 100, I'd say a 3 out of 100. I wouldn't say this is actually that good.
Hawk and and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. You're going to stay up for the Heat game tonight, Crowder? You stayed up last night, right? Because we were texting during the game.
Yes, I did. After that Panthers game, it was fun, and then I started watching Heat game, and it was close because I thought that they were going to get just ran out. Well, they ended up getting ran out the gym.
They did get run out,
It took a while for them to get run out the gym. So after halftime, I'm like, you know what? Let me stay in the living room because if I lay in this damn bed, it's curtains for me. So I stayed out in the living room and watched the rest.
You, you going to stay up tonight? Another 10 o'clock or tonight?
I'm going to try. Depends on if the baby stays up.
Yeah. Understood. Well, you, Solana, you have any problem staying up last night?
No, I watched the entire game. At one point, it was a bit miserable watching the Heat without Jimmy Butler and not knowing if he was all right. But
you had to be on a high last night.
Yeah.
Because you won. Yeah. You won gambling again. Like, you're 3-0 in your last three gambling endeavors. Like, we're not, me and Crowder, but you just pop in every now and then. So you probably were on a high from the Panthers' overtime victory. And then there's no problem staying up because you're significantly in the plus.
Yeah, and we've talked about it. I turned the game off. I just flipped over to the Heat game. My nerves were, like, I couldn't control them. So when you texted me that the Panthers won, I flipped back over. Oof, that felt good, man. Like, man, that felt really good. Yeah,
that did. That did feel good. So Panthers, they needed that dub. They got that. The Heat, I mean, look, they weren't going to go 4-0 on the road trip anyway. So if they can get it tonight, miraculously, if they can get it tonight, that would be nice. And maybe the Marlins will be able to continue flipping those M's into W's. Got some stuff to watch again tonight. You got the Marlins and you got the Heat tonight and then the Panthers tomorrow. Fun show, man. Dada 5000. Every time Dada 5000, I think it's the third time he's been on with us. Every time Dada 5000 is on with us, I enjoy it. He's fun. And then I end up saying triangle like 50 times an hour for the next 3 days, much to the annoyance of my wife and son. But I'll just walk around and I'll go, hey, you want to go play some basketball? Why do they make the court the rectangle and not a triangle? And then, my kid will be like, why are you saying it that way? And I don't know. Dada 5000, man. Dada.
He gets to you. That passion.
Dada 5000 got to me. I love that. I love that. Triangle. So anyway,
back
he was
of
good.
A dollar. Bermuda triangle.
Yeah.
He got them all. He's, pyramids.
He's got them all lined up. He's ready to go. He's got his triangles. Man, he is fun. And he gets it, man. He gets it. He is a promoter. That business needs promoters. Don King, one of the greatest examples of it, right? A just a born promoter. And I think Dada 5000 gets that, no?
Oh, for sure. Like, the Vince McMahon's, and I know this is real and fake, but just selling your business and Dada, as he talked about, like, they went through a lot to get this done. And he understands, hey, the more people I can get excited about this, the better my business is going to be. So, man, as a fighter, you got to respect him because I've seen him knock guys out to sleep a number of times. But as a businessman, the transition was amazing for Dada as well.
Well, if you missed it, he was on with us in the 3 o'clock hour. Dada 5000, the backyard brawler turned sanctioned brawler turned promoter. And you can get it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. And you can hear Dada 5000. You can hear today's anniversary celebration of Solana's sad sports update 1 year ago today. If you missed that, that was in the 4 o'clock hour. That was fun as well. And Clay Ferraro, excellent as always.
Did I hear someone say triangle?
Different triangle, Mr. President. Very different triangle. All right. That is going to do it for us. Really, I've worked on that for 30, 35 years, and it's just not a good impersonation. I'm sorry.
You're killing the punchlines.
I'm sorry.
Impersonation.
I know.
Triangle.
All right, I'll work on it. All right, everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Marlins, go Heat. We will speak with you mañana.
Triangle.
From the pyramid to the Bermuda to the back of your money to scientific studies to everything, it's always been surrounded around the triangle.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
you need to knee. You need, need,
that's all, folks.
You need to knee. Need.
Oh no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.